Dave Schrader, the sports anchor and reporter for WBAY-TV, Channel 2 in Green Bay, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing well. So this team, is this desperate mode for a win on Thursday night?
I'd say that's the case. But also, when you look at the NFC playoff picture, as desperate as the Packers are, there's a ton of teams in that boat. The Packers are ahead of teams that fancy themselves playoff teams, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Falcons, and yes, the Seahawks, all behind the Packers in the standings. Despite the fact that Green Bay hasn't been great, they're right in the thick of things. And if you had to pick a win in the next 2 weeks, you'd obviously take the division one over the Vikings. It's not a must win, but a win that would really change the season if they get it.
What happens if this team, I mean, because they have not beat other than the Bears, well, technically you can say the Miami Dolphins, going into the game on Sunday, but they've not beaten a winning team. I mean, I think they need both of these.
The Seahawks are 4-5 as it is right now, currently.
The Seahawks are playing better football as of late. I mean, don't get me wrong, they went toe-to-toe and so did the Packers out in the Coliseum, but the Seahawks have played better football as of late, and Russell Wilson's certainly having a solid season. What do they need to do to get a win, I guess, might be the best way to put it going into Seattle?
Well, I think they need to play from ahead. I think that's a key on the road, and it's something the Packers have not been able to do at all this year. I think that first quarter has a lot of importance on Thursday.
What do you think they need to do with Russell Wilson? Because he seems to have been and continues to be their offense. They've discovered a little bit of a run game, but not that he has a ton to throw to. It's just, it seems like he just continues to get it done.
It's the toughest thing to do in football is to rush a quarterback who's a good scrambler and who looks to throw. The Packers practice against Aaron Rodgers, who does that all the time. Russell Wilson's another quarterback, one of the few, that truly does that. He uses his legs, usually, to set up his arm for big gotcha plays, you know, the big ones down the field where your coverage is great till it isn't, that type of stuff. And I think they really need to contain Russell in the pocket, allow him to have a few yards rushing here or there, but don't allow him to escape the pocket and run around and get the 50-yard bomb over their head.
What ails this offense of the Green Bay Packers in your mind?
Not giving Aaron Jones the ball every down. He is so good. And I understand in part the reasons that he didn't see playing time early in the season, but at this point there's no reason not to. On Sunday, when they put in Jamal Williams for the third drive, I said, why not just feed Aaron until it's at least a 3-score lead? Then you can rest him. I understand resting him, but rest him once the game's more in hand. And I know Jamal Williams has done a lot of good things, deserves some touches too, but you got to do what you got to do to win. And right now, until Aaron Jones fails you, I think you ride that hot hand, especially now that you're in the second half of the season.
What is Mike McCarthy's legitimate reasoning for going? I agree with you. If you want to give him a breather every now and then, that's fine. But there's no reason that he says that Jamal Williams, when he comes into a series, has to be the guy the entire series. I don't understand that mentality. And is McCarthy just that obstinate on it that that's the way I'm going to do it?
I'm not quite sure with that, because if I'm in a drive and I'm giving Aaron Jones a breather, Jamal's on first down, second down. I understand not wanting the defense to get a chance to substitute, but allowing the defense to substitute is the lesser of two evils when the opposite end of that spectrum is you not substituting and putting your best player on the field for perhaps a third down. I think Aaron Jones has to be there for the money downs whenever those money downs come. Doesn't matter if it's a drive that Jamal Williams starts on the field.
Talking with Dave Schrader, sports anchor and reporter for WBAY-TV, Channel 2 in Green Bay. The wideouts, I mean, I know they've been missing Randall Cobb, and Randall Cobb's kind of always been that comeback security blanket for Aaron Rodgers, but the wide receivers have really come on. I just don't know. I mean, we even saw kind of a miscommunication between Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams on Sunday. I don't know if I don't think Aaron Rodgers is throwing to spots. He's still throwing to open jerseys. So I don't know what the level of trust is there right now, and I don't know when it's going to come of age, but I think it needs to – does Aaron need to start trusting his guys a little bit more and just kind of winging it and not worrying about whether he throws the pick or not? Because at some point in time, this offense really has to start – it's got to start flowing, because that's their best defense is an offense that moves.
Yeah, the miscommunications with Devontae, and there were on 2 on downfield throws against the Dolphins. Those are the head scratchers. You expect it with the rookies, EQ and MVS. You still expect it a little bit with Lance Kendricks, because even in his second year, he hasn't come on as strong as you would expect a guy like that. You even expect it a little with Jimmy Graham, such a veteran who's had so many practice reps with Rodgers, but who hasn't necessarily clicked as much as you'd think in the game. The one that's a head scratcher is Devontae Adams. And Aaron has thrown a few up for grabs to him. I remember in New England, he counted on Devontae to basically play defense on one and gave him a chance. I think Aaron is so averse to turnovers because he's had so many fumbles this year. He's probably thinking, well, I can't give it away in the air. I've had 7 lost fumbles, I think, or something through strip sacks this year, which is very uncharacteristic. Aaron values possessions. McCarthy values possessions, but yeah, you're right. You got to get more offense. I think if the Packers really ride Aaron Jones and play better to start games the way they have in some home games, I think they're fine. But they always have those moments. Even in the 31-12 win, I said on our reports that this is the strangest looking, least inspiring 31-12 win I've ever seen. But at the end of the day, they did get the job done, and we may have to embrace the fact as viewers of this Packers team that getting the job done may be what this team can do. Being great and living up to expectations may not be in the cards this year.
What do you think of the relationship and the usability of Jimmy Graham at this point?
I think he has so much potential, and you see Aaron Rodgers all through training camp work on that relationship. You see it in the games that it provides big sparks. But everyone who thought Jimmy Graham, the ultimate red zone weapon, was going to be the case here, I think is ignoring the fact that Devontae Adams, even with Jimmy Graham being a great red zone target, Devontae Adams is the guy you've got to go to in the red zone. Especially if Jimmy Graham is going to draw a double team, it's obvious you want to go to Devontae as often as possible. Aaron Rodgers, just an hour ago in the locker room, was asked about the finer points of Devontae's game and what makes him so good. Aaron spoke about how tight windows are in the red zone, where you just got to find an inch to fit it in. And he says Devontae gives you a yard of separation in those instances. It should be a completion every time. And he talked about the first touchdown pass to Devontae against the Dolphins. Rodgers, yes, looks off the safety. But Devontae creates such separation with his jab step and cut to the middle of the field that he's going to get those targets in the red zone. And I don't think it's necessarily a knock on Jimmy Graham that he's not getting those touchdowns. If you've got a guy like Devontae who's getting the job done, it's good. Where it rears its ugly head is if the Packers struggle in the red zone as a team, then you got to point to Jimmy Graham and say, hey, he's got to show up more. But if the team can do what they did against the Dolphins moving forward, 4-for-4, that's going to be really instrumental towards the Packers making a playoff run. And running the ball, Aaron also said, is a huge help in that department. He said there hasn't been a reliance or an emphasis on running in the red zone enough in the past. But now that Aaron Jones has come on, it opens up that part of the playbook in that part of the field and helps everyone across the board.
No, I completely agree. I just look at Jimmy Graham, and it's always been Jimmy Graham never got a huge amount of separation. It's just you could just toss the ball up. He was a basketball player. He's a taller guy. It's hard for safeties or even corners to play against the guy because of his ability to go up and get it. I've always thought that was the reason they brought him in, was that red zone production, that, hey, Aaron Rodgers didn't have to worry about interceptions. Throw it up, and if he catches it, great. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But he hasn't come down with it. But up until the game against Miami, overall, they've been terrible in the red zone.
Yeah, but, you know, the red zone is an area of consternation, but it's one where you expect the Packers to be good in. You expect to start seeing what we saw in the Dolphins game more. You don't expect to see what we've seen in the first half of the season. And maybe it's the optimist in me that says, okay, I've finally seen it with my own eyes. Maybe you can start to expect that. But you're right. Just doing it once isn't enough. You got to do it twice, 3 times before people really start to view that as an identity with your team as opposed to an outlier.
Talking with Dave Schrader, sports anchor, reporter for WBAY Channel 2 Television in Green Bay, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Defensively speaking, do you see this defense getting better?
It's crazy that this team leads the league in sack rate. It's something that very few people would have understood or predicted. We asked Tremont about it, and Tremont's like, what? We lead the league in sacks? It's like, yep, you're tied for it. And he's like, well, I guess this defense is really gelling. The guys, to a man, They still love Mike Pettine. They love what he's doing. They are getting more confident by the week. And if you look at the stats, they're not that bad. They gave up a ton of yards to the Dolphins, but they did shut them down when they got the chance to in the red zone, forcing field goals. And that may be the identity of this team. Yeah, they may give up some plays, but they're going to be really close to taking the ball away and forcing you to kick field goals. The big catch to Amendola, I think, over the middle that somehow got past Josh Jackson. I think 8 times out of 10, that's at least a pass breakup, if not an interception. There was an interception by Breland last week. There were two more that could have been interceptions where the defensive backs had it in their hands but couldn't hold on. I really think this defense is poised to really start to turn heads down the stretch. And outside of these road games the next 2 weeks, at Seattle, at Minnesota, the schedule is really inviting. If you look at the offenses that they'll be facing, I think – 4 of the final 5 are ranked 20 and below. They can get really, really good and really, really confident down the stretch by feeding on playing opponents like that, especially warm weather teams like Arizona and Atlanta still having to come to Lambeau Field. The question is, what can they do against Russell Wilson this weekend and Kirk Cousins next?
Yeah, I was going to say, defensively speaking, they've been put in some tough positions. I mean, some of their numbers I think might be even a little bit inflated. I think overall, their numbers might be better than, you know, than maybe what the score actually indicates. I always look at points per game really as a big indicator. But while they give up yards, they've been also put in some tough positions with turnovers this year. So I still don't know what to make of it. Now, granted, they've got 10 sacks between the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. So
exactly.
It's not exactly the most telling of statistic. But the fact that they're actually getting home.
Yeah, getting home in any way, shape, or form, you may say it's against a bad opponent, but the Vikings lost to that Bills opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen on any day in this league, and enough weird things have happened around the league that I think the real problem is that the Packers fan base is used to greatness, and this just looks a little bit off in every aspect from greatness. But if you look around the league, even the Patriots, who, yes, just beat the Packers, but that was at home, the Patriots have had their butts kicked on the road at Detroit, at Jacksonville, at Tennessee. Those are all middle of the road at best opposition teams for them. And yes, the Patriots have handled the business at home and gotten a few road wins over inferior opponents, but everyone in the league save the Rams and the Saints this year has looked really bad in some games. At least the Packers have made every conscious they've been in competitive, the Washington game being the least competitive game they were in, losing 31-17, but that game was plagued with drops. Yes, this team is a little bit off in key categories in each of their losses, and even in their wins, they don't look great. But in this year's NFL, not being great is about average for good teams.
Great stuff as always, Dave. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Sounds great, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Sports anchor, reporter for WBAY TV, Channel 2 in Green Bay. That's Dave Schrader joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider! They're hiring right now. All you got to do is call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.